It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. After months of inaction, Congress moved into high gear to pass an emergency COVID relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The $900 billion package includes money for vaccine purchase and distribution, schools and childcare, food stamps and small businesses. Colorado Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter calls it a down payment on pandemic relief. He is hopeful that further funding will come under a Biden administration, including additional state and local aid. But that might be easier said than done. Negotiations for this relief package on so-called non-controversial issues dragged on for weeks. And some Republicans, like Representative Ken Buck, continue to balk at the price tag. He says this botched multi-billion dollar deal is not what Americans deserve. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Amtrak says testing in Pueblo is nearly complete for the railroad's newest high-speed train, which will serve the northeastern U.S., KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
During testing, the new Acela train has sped along the same track thousands of times at more than 160 miles per hour. Right now, it's filled with water barrels and concrete blocks for testing purposes. Ultimately, it'll have 25% more passenger capacity than the original model. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maguire says it'll also appeal to environmentally conscious travelers.
Rail's already pretty green, and these trains are going to be even greener.
These super-fast electric-powered trains require specially designed tracks and infrastructure, so it could be decades before passengers zoom through Colorado at high speeds. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
On Interstate 70, traffic will be delayed at Idaho Springs today. Paving operations will shrink the freeway to one lane in each direction from 9 this morning to 11 tonight. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.